Jim Rabbit, head football coach at Kip Academy Football, is joining us. Coach, welcome. Good to be talking with you again.
Hey, great to be playing bonus football in December, Bill.
There you go. It will be December 3rd, Saturday morning. Looking forward to the game, D8 Super Bowl. You guys are playing Hull. So first up, just tell me what this week is like coming off the Thanksgiving win against Lynn Tech and getting ready for the Super Bowl. What's all this like?
It's been a really exciting week. The kids on the team, the school, very excited for the Super Bowl. It's obviously the first time Kip's been there at 6 years of program. First time to Gillette. We've knocked on the door a couple times, as you know, but yeah, we finally get there. So the excitement on the program and for the school is just great. It's a great vibe in the building. Everyone's been so supportive of us. And now right here at practice, every night just getting better. You know, we took care of our bodies early in the week, made sure we were healed up and ready to go mentally, and now we're going to put some work on the field these last few days and sharpen up before we get to Hull.
All right, I will get to that in a moment. I want to just go back to Thanksgiving and the Lynn Tech game. Now, come on, were the defenses playing that night, Coach?
It seemed like it was just an offensive score all the way around. But we got some guys in the game on defense and some guys we haven't got to play a lot this year. And, you know, they learned a little bit in that game. So that was a good experience. You know, we don't like to see that big of a score on there. But those guys learned. Those guys on defense, those GV guys, those young guys got to play a bit. And I think it was a great learning experience for them moving into next year.
All right. So let's talk about Hull now, your opponent in the Super Bowl. I kind of look at their comparative scores or looking at scores, you know, in the tournament. Right now, of course, undefeated on the year. They're scoring about the same number of points as you are in the playoffs, but they're giving up a few less. So what do you take from that?
Yeah, they have some real good players in that team, and we we watched them on film a few times with the guys earlier in the week, and we put a lot of time in on film study. And they have some athletes. They can run around the field, and they come after you hard, and they pursue to the football, and that's why they're so good defensively, right? They pursue to the ball. They have a really good middle linebacker who gets to, I think, everything, it feels like. and they have a D-line that pushes. We have to slow them down, slow their pass rush down and get the ball out quickly, and get the ball to our athletes in space. And offensively, they just have some backs who can really run. Make people miss. They don't go down to first contact. So they're undefeated for a reason. They're scoring 40 points a game for a reason, and they're giving up 12 points a game for a reason. And we have to make sure we're just one step ahead.
Yeah. Those are about the same numbers I got, Coach. Thanks. I feel like I feel better about my math skills here, albeit a very simple division formula today on my account. All right, Coach, now tell me about your team and you know, how are you health-wise and how, you know, as you look at this, what are the key things that you guys have to do?
Yeah, it's great that we're healthy going to this game. You know, we have all hands on deck right now. We're having some other guys step up on special teams that have really stepped up the last few weeks, have earned some spots. So, you know, we have a lot of guys that are getting in this game and get a chance to make a play, whether it's one play or 120. We say they have the opportunity to make an impact on the game. So we're coming out here at practice. Like you hear him now, we're going to sharpen up and do what we do best and sharpen up and throw a few wrinkles in there too, of course. But we know we have to bring everything we have to Hull.
So just tell our listeners that, you know, hopefully a lot of folks are going to be flipping on if not at the game, at least watching on TV around the North Shore for all the North Shore teams. But tell us, just go through some of the skill players and other players to watch for Kip this year.
Yeah, sure. Juan Settlesing, who we just talked about, our quarterback, is over 2,000 yards passing, 26, I think, touchdown passes, and along with 6 rushing yards, 9 interceptions on defense. He's a great guy to watch. He takes control of the offense. He'll be having the ball in his hands quite a bit. His favorite receiver is Vic Mafo, number 5, a senior. He'll be closing in 1,000 yards receiving in this game. Junior Mornell Castro, also closing in 1,000 yards in this game. Another one of his favorite targets in Chanel Gutierrez, another favorite target who just eats up yards, runs people over, just a great, phenomenal athlete. So he's got plenty of weapons to throw to, and we mix in the run with Jovan Machado, junior running back, number 1, who can make people miss, especially when they overplay the pass and leave the box light. Jovan makes them pay.
Back to Hull for a moment. Will Hull pass, run more than they pass? I mean, are they a running team?
We're predominantly a run team. They're a wing T team, but we took a look at their percentages and realized that when they do throw, it's big hits.
Yeah.
So they put you to sleep with the run game. They make you close in on the box, and D-backs come up flying for the run, and then they whack you with a deep pass. So our D-backs have their work cut out for them with being able to come up and run support, but also be wary of a deep pass that comes at any time, and they've been pretty successful with their deep balls.
I'll close it with this. You were just mentioning Juan getting his hands on the football a lot, and we were talking about defense. If he can get his hands on the football on defense, that'll be a good sign for you guys, right?
Yeah, I mean, 9 interceptions. He already has the career, I think he had 9 last year or 10 last year, too. So he already has the Kip career interception record. He's going for double digits against Holland. It feels like every time he picks one off, we're in good shape. So him back there as a ball hawk, you know, always makes you comfortable that, you know, if something's deep and he's going to be back there to pull it down for us. So he had two interceptions against them last year, I think, too, in that quarterfinal game, or at least one in that game. So that game was a very close game to, last year, too. So hopefully he can take one down and last the whole game, and hopefully the outcome's a little bit different than last year.
Jim, any other thoughts about your team or looking ahead? You know, you mentioned the community and the school and so on, but anything else you want to share with us as you get ready to head to Gillette?
No, I think this is a great opportunity for our school to get on the map. The first charter school to ever get to a state championship game in football in Massachusetts, so we're really thrilled to be that team. And I think people should take a look at us. We're a fun team to watch. We spread the ball out, we throw the ball around, and our athletes run around. It's a great brand of football. 10 a.m. On I think it's on Channel 4, UPN 30, old UPN 38 there, and CBS Sports. Yeah. So people should definitely tune into that.
Sounds good, Coach. Thanks so much for your time. Good luck to you guys and the team, the coaching staff on Saturday.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks for all the coverage this year, man. You did a great job. We really appreciate the coverage.
Thank you, Jim Rabbit, head football coach at Kipp Academy Football here on MSONewsSports.com.